The Russian settlement at Fort Ross was not a short experiment. The outpost, on what is now the northern Sonoma County coast, was in place for almost 30 years, a segment of local history that will be celebrated tomorrow at the fort's annual Cultural Heritage Day.
We have a puppet show, some more blacksmithing than we have the last few years. Slavyanka, the men's Slavic chorus, will be performing. We're building up to our bicentennial, which would be in a couple years, in 2012.
That's Hank Birnbaum, a park interpretive specialist at Fort Ross, who adds that ceremonial cannon fire will also be part of the program.
Some of our cannons are definitely in working order, and others look pretty. Some of them are authentic, and some are replica. We do use real black powder, so it's plenty exciting, you know, the loud bang and all, but we actually don't shoot a cannonball.
The fort was established in 1812, both as a trading base and a supply source for other Russian posts further north in Alaska. Populated by a mixture of Russian officers, Alaskan Indians, and local native people, it was unusually multicultural for the time, including, Birnbaum explains, a considerable number of what were called Creoles.
That's a name that they did use then, meaning of mixed breed, mixed native and European descent. In this case, it was usually Russian fathers with native Alaskan moms and or native Californian mothers, or mixture thereof. And that was really a large segment of the population here. And usually there were more either Alaskans and or Creole here than there were Russians. Of course, most of the officers were Russian.
As Fort Ross grew and became more established, Birnbaum notes that it became one of the first centers of local industry on the West Coast.
There are many firsts of California that started right here at Fort Ross. It was one of the first industrial centers of California with boatyard and cooperage and tanning and the forge and blacksmith and a lot of craftsmen, carpenters here. And first ships built in California were built here. The first windmills in California were built here.
Concurrently, he adds, there was considerable scientific work being done from Fort Ross as well.
The first weather station was here. Many of the first maps of along the coast and inland in California were done by those serving the Russian Academy of Sciences, and also naming of flora and fauna, like even our California state flower, the poppy, was first named by those serving the Russian Academy of Sciences.
Since 1906, Fort Ross has been owned by the state of California, which has meant lean times for the historic site over the past year.
We were open just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over the winter, and just only opened up July 1st back to our seven-day schedule. We're not sure if we'll be able to stay open full-time or not come the fall or winter months.
The good news, Birnbaum says, is that a Russian benefactor has come forward to help support the historic facility.
Thanks to the Russian consulate, they found a sponsor, a Russian businessman, who is creating a fund for the long term for Fort Ross. They'll be working on their own independently, but together with us and with our interpretive association, FRIA.
In addition to the historic activities that are part of the Cultural Heritage Day tomorrow, there will be games, music, dancing, and a puppet show for children in both English and Russian. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.